This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents Oklahoma humorist Will Rogers in a live radio broadcast recorded in 1935. Rogers' topical humor refers to the issues of his day, economic programs, and government spending.
Today is today's plan, but I sort of give an inkling of the Rogers plan to a agonized world today. But you know, the Townsend plan and various others of similar nature went down in Congress with a tremendous majority. So it looks like kind of a bad day for plans. I think Townsend was a conscientious, well-meaning, humanitarian old gentleman. I believe he'd had lowered his sights and called for maybe $50 instead of $200 a month and took out the clause where they had to spend it. Old people, you know, are naturally kind of conservative and saving, and they'd have hated to spend money every week if they really didn't need to. Our government is the only people that just love to spend without being compelled to at all. But the government is the only people that don't have to worry where it's coming from. One bad thing about the Townsend plan was that it built up false hopes in the minds of all old and worthy people. And got them to expecting something which it didn't look like they'd be able to receive. Now, Friday, Congress did pass a bill to give $15. Then the state is to match that and make, and they give $15, and that would make $30. Well, the Senate, it's got to go before the Senate yet. I think the Senate should raise that at least five or ten more in the state, and that would make it maybe $40 or maybe $40, $50, see? That's just my idea. I don't know if it'll be carried out or not. We're the last civilized nation, if you can call it that, to do anything for old people. All we do is just watch them get older is all we do. We give them, but we should give them enough that we'll get them out of poor farms and let them live where they want to. Lots of wise guys can kid about this old fella Townsend and call him a nut, but he's got a lot to do with getting the old folks any pension at all, I think. He throwed such a scare into Congress that they might have to pay $200 if they finally settled with him for $15, that's what. Well, maybe the old gentleman, if he'd asked for $500, why, maybe he would have got 50, I don't know. Well, anyhow, as I say, it was a bad week for plans. Even Huey, who is the king of the planners, he had a tough gig going this last week, too, with his share of the wealth. Secretary Ickes and Relief Commissioner Hopkins, who handles more money than any man in the world, they says, no, you're not going to share any of our wealth, you know. Huey was kind of figuring on sharing for a while. And the national problem is in this country today is not who shall be relieved and whose money shall relieve him, but who shall be the one that plays Santa Claus and actually hands out the presents, you know. That's the main problem today is who hands out the presents. Huey says he should wear the whiskers. And Ickes and Mr. Hopkins, they say no, since we've got sleigh bells ourselves. Governor Talmadge, down in Georgia, he had a plan. It hit a rut and knocked him right out of the bread line last week. It's been a bad week on plans all around. I'm not going to get discouraged, though. In fact, these other failures, well, they've given me confidence, you know. More hope that my plan will be a success. My plan to state it in a nutshell, and in fact, that's where all plans come from. And and the nuts should never be crushed. But here is my plan in a nutshell. My plan is a plan to end all plans. Okay. It's to do away with all plans. That's what it is. This country has been planned to death, the same as we were sloganed to death during the war. Had we never had a slogan, we would be at peace with the world today. But every time anybody thought of a new slogan, why, we dive deeper and deeper into the war. We saved democracy and we ended all the wars, and there just wasn't anything we wasn't able to do with a slogan. And we're performing the same miracle with plans. There ain't but one place that a plan is any good and that it'll really work, and that's on paper. On paper, a plan. But the minute you get it off a sheet of paper and get it out in the air and it blows away, that's it. Now, Mr. Roosevelt, he zagged more he schoolman. Yes, he did. He dragged more he schoolmarms out of little red schoolhouses, and they had more plans than they had shirts. He could ask for a new plan, and they could drag a freshman out quicker than they could a fresh pair of socks. Republican presidents, that's one thing about Republican presidents. They never went in much for plan. They only had one plan. It says, boys, my head was turned. Just get it while you can. And somebody come along and they use that with a plan to plow under part of the cotton. We did, and other nations like Brazil found out where we'd plowed it under, and they come and dug it up, and now they've got more cotton than we have. Somebody had a plan to teach hogs birth control, and now it's a habit with them. Now you can go out and find a deer quicker than you can a hog now. Somebody had a plan to plow under every third acre of wheat, and the wind come along and blew out the other 2 acres. It was all a fine plan. It's a fine plan, well carried out. We wanted to raise commodity prices, and Mr. Wallace, naturally, he wanted to give the farmer a profit the same as the manufacturer. Now we find there's more people eating than there is raising. You see, that's why you can never get the thing straight with the farmers. Because there naturally is more eating than there is raising. And if you get things too high, the guy that eats is going to come and hollering, you know? So that's what they're kicking on now. They're kicking. So plans just don't work. If they're milk and honey to you, they're poison ivy to somebody else, you know? NRA, that was a fine plan. It was based on the theory that everybody that had should help those that hadn't. That was all the NRA ever was. But the minute we found out that while it might be helping the other man, it certainly wasn't helping us, and it blew up. we figured it wasn't helping us so much, but it wasn't so hot. It was the NRA was started with a lot of parades and ended in almost a revolution. Father Coughlin's got a plan. Father Coughlin, know him, well-meaning man who'd like to help his fellow man to better his condition. Whether his plan will work or not is another question. But even if your plan don't work, it ain't any discredit, you know. Our own Savior had a plan. In fact, 10 of them. He left them to us, and he knew they'd help us, and we know they'll help us. And he said, love thy neighbors yourself, but I bet there ain't two people in your block that's speaking to each other. We know there should be no war. We know that old people, maybe they should get $200 a month, or maybe more. We know that everybody should share the wealth. We know that all these things, we know them all in our own heart, but I don't know. We just ain't going to do them, that's all. We know. Now, Huey's plan to share the wealth, it's a marvelous idea. Old Huey's a smart guy. Don't overlook that. And in our own downright conscience tells us that there's no reason why anybody should have more than you. There ain't nothing wrong with the plan, only just one little defect. Nobody ain't gonna share it with you, that's all. I know a lot of tremendously rich people that should share their wealth with me, but they just don't see it my way. Then I know folks that ain't got as much as I have that think I ought to share it with them. Well, I just can't hardly see it that way either, you know. That is, even if I can see it that way, I'm not doing it. We take the case, for instance, of Huey. Suppose Huey was asked to divide his publicity with the other 95 senators. Now, what a fine thing, you know. Say, Huey, we just want you to split this publicity with them, see? Well, that'd be just like getting J.P. Morgan to split what he had with the Navajos or something, you know. Morgan would say, well, why should I split with the Navajos? I got nothing in common with the Navajos. Well, that's what Huey would say. Why should I split with the other 95 senators? I've got nothing in common with them.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.